Good evening, Patriots. It's Pragmatic. This is my Q update for September 20th. Tonight, the president is holding a rally in Las Vegas. But last night, Q did a live question and answer session, kind of impromptu, and I did my best to try to keep up with it. One of the Anons started off the questions about Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada, anything, and then the word owl. I don't think we got anything on owls, but Q responded, billionaires, plural, 187, Five Eyes, safety house build, Uranium One funnel, which leads to Canada, which leads to X. We know that Canada is part of the Five Eyes agreement. We know that the Obama administration used Five Eyes to spy illegally on the president. We also know that Canada was used to funnel uranium from North America onto probably Syria, Iran, and Russia. That is what Q has indicated in the past. I'm not sure what safety house build means. I'll get to the billionaires here in just a minute. One of the Anons asked, are they going to continue to hide behind sexual misconduct, or will the truth come out? Speaking of politicians, Q said sexual misconduct is the public shelter to accept resignations. I think that indicates there are other things going on, but that they're being allowed to resign under the allegations of sexual misconduct. Q then wrote, watch those who are announcing 2020 presidential running. You cannot attack a political opponent. None are protected. None are safe. We know that Eric Holder has floated the idea of running for president. So have other people. All of them are potentially going to be indicted. So Q is telling us here that we should look for people who may be announcing or at least talking about running for president as political cover so they can't be arrested. One of the Anons asked if General Flynn is going to be exonerated soon. Q said, in the end, all will be right. Patriots protect patriots, Q. So we need to keep our powder dry and hang in there until we find out what the disposition is of General Flynn. An Anon asked, was the Pentagon hit by a plane on 9/11? Q said, yes. I know that answer has irritated a lot of people. Not being a conspiracy theorist by nature, that doesn't irritate me at all. I'm really don't follow those sort of things. Q then asked CodeMonkey CM if he could divert more resources and bandwidth into the board. One of the Anons asked Q, are we alone, Roswell? Q said, no, we're not alone. Highest classification, consider the vastness of space, Q. So I'm taking that as Q confirming that there are unacknowledged special access programs that have to do with space exploration, and we are not alone. So not too surprising to a lot of people. One of the Anons asked, was moving back the date on POTUS FEMA presidential alert significant? That presidential alert has been moved to October 3rd. He responded, due to K. Kavanaugh confirmation push, hand in hand, Rod Rosenstein, RR, stand down due to Kavanaugh confirmation. So we're going to get a little bit more explanation on that here in just a few minutes. There's another post. Q then asked CodeMonkey to confirm whether or not there were being more resources diverted to the board, tracking 330,000 IP addresses and causing extreme lag on the board. Just before Q did the question and answer session, Q posted this, panic in UK, panic in DC. Panic in UK, panic in DC. So we've got panic going on both sides of the Atlantic. And this is in relation to Spygate and the illegal surveillance of the president. Q also posted this just before the question and answer session started. This is posted at 4:39 p.m. Arizona time. That is 2 minutes after this tweet by the president, which was 4:37. Just returned to the White House from the great states of North Carolina and South Carolina, where incredible work is being done on the ongoing fight against Hurricane Florence. Tremendous talent and spirit. And Anon posted this question. Q, did NASA fake the moon landings? Have we been to the moon since then? Are there secret space programs? Is this why the Space Force was created? Q responded, false. Moon landings are real. programs exist that are outside of public domain. Q. I believe Q is letting us know here that there are unacknowledged special access programs that have to do with space exploration, and hopefully, because Q has said that the president believes in full transparency, we will get to know the truth about them. Because there was so much lag on the board last night, one of the Anons thought they were being attacked, and this Anon said, no, we're DDoSing ourselves with over 330,000 IP addresses. DDoS is disseminated denial of service. And Q responded that there are 412,000 IP addresses on the board now. This was the end of the question and answer session. I'm going to get caught up on some posts from yesterday and then some more from tonight. Yesterday, Q posted a link to an article by Greg Jarrett and said, goodbye, Mr. Rosenstein, Q. The article is extremely helpful in understanding the corruption that brought about the Mueller investigation. I would highly recommend reading this article, especially if you still have some questions about how the Mueller investigation began and where it has come since then. You can search for this on Fox News. If Rosenstein defies Trump's order to declassify, he should be fired. Like I said, really good article. Q posted this, Rod Rosenstein attempts to stall the declass and or redact have failed. Got popcorn? Enjoy the show. Oh yeah, we got popcorn. No shortage here. Follow the white rabbit. At 3:57 p.m. Pacific time, Q asked Adam Schiff and the Dems if they needed a new playbook. A few hours later, the president asked Republicans to study the Democrats' playbook. Coincidence? This is my graphic. Q posted at 15:57 p.m. Pacific time. The president posted at 8:45 p.m. Pacific. And so the president tweeted after Q posted, need a new playbook. President said, hope you're studying the Democrat playbook. Going back to Q's post about Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister, Q said billionaires, 187. 187 is the California Penal Code for murder. I'm wondering if the Barry and Honey Sherman, the Canadian billionaires, were murdered because they knew something that had to do with Trudeau. I did a little digging and I found this on the New York Post article. A few days before they died, the Sherman's attorney filed documents in Canadian federal court in an attempt to quash a government investigation into possible violation of lobbying rules in connection with an $1,100 plate fundraising dinner that the Shermans held at their home for Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in 2015. I don't know that that is related, but there aren't that many billionaires in Canada, and I'm just wondering if they got messed up in something that ended up costing them their lives. Q posted this long post, broken into several parts. How about a nice game of chess? IG Horowitz, Justice Department speech regarding whistleblowers. That was in the last video that I did, and there's a link to it. And Q is going to take some quotes out of that speech. Chairman of the Council of the Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency. Since 2015, he has simultaneously served as the Chair of the Council of the Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency, an organization comprised of all 73 federal inspectors general. Every federal agency, by the way, has an inspector general. Think yesterday, that was the video that Q posted. What was learned? Robert Storch confirmed the NSA inspector general. There's a link to an announcement about Storch being confirmed, and that announcement is actually by Admiral Rogers from before he retired. First presidentially appointed IG for the NSA. Department of Justice background, important. Federal prosecutor in Northern District of New York background, important. Is it important that he was a chairman of the Council of Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency? Is that background important? Prior to joining NSA, Mr. Storch served in several positions at the Department of Justice's OIG, including as senior counsel to the Inspector General and acting Deputy Inspector General prior to his 2015 appointment as Deputy IG. He also served as chairman on the Council of the Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency Whistleblower Ombudsman Working Group. The Whistleblower Ombudsperson program he helped establish is widely seen as a leader in the field. Earlier in his career, Mr. Storch also worked as a federal prosecutor in the Northern District of New York. most recently serving as the deputy criminal chief and counsel to the U.S. Attorney. He was also posted overseas for 2 years as Department of Justice resident legal advisor in Ukraine. This is part two of Q's post, Vehicle for Cross-Sharing of Department-to-Department Info Regarding Inspector Generals, Council of the Inspector General on Integrity and Efficiency, and there's a link to that agency's website. The CIGIE is composed of all inspectors general whose offices are established under Section 2 or Section 8G of the Inspector General Act, those that are presidentially appointed, Senate confirmed, and those that are appointed by agency heads, designated federal entities. How might this benefit possible ongoing investigations across intra and inter-federal agencies? So what you have is Huber, who is with the U.S. Attorney's Office. He's a prosecutor. You have Horowitz, who is DOJ. He's the Inspector General. And you have Storch, who's an Inspector General. U.S. Attorney, prosecutor, FBI, DOJ Inspector General, investigator, signals intelligence and information assurance products and services that would be provided by Storch. There's a link to an article about Jeff Sessions appointing John Huber to a leadership position. And then Q wrote, NSA being pushed since the beginning, logical thinking. The link that Q posted is an announcement that John Huber was actually appointed to serve as the vice chair of the Attorney General's Advisory Committee. If Sessions appointed Huber to that position, he trusts him implicitly, and I think we should too. So right now, this is the team that I see in action, taking down the swamp. Mike Horowitz is running the internal investigation through the FBI and DOJ Inspector General's office. Horowitz coordinates with Storch, who is the NSA Inspector General. General Nakasone, who is the head of NSA, assists with signals intelligence. Jeff Sessions is working with John Huber on prosecuting the swamp, and they all coordinate across multiple agencies. Q posted this third part of this long post, and these are all the excuses and reasons why the so-called experts think Sessions should appoint a second special counsel. We've been through this before, and I'm not going to read it. It's pretty long. That even though the experts think we should have a second special counsel, Q has given us many reasons why that would not be an effective way to prosecute the swamp, and why using John Huber is a better solution. This is an old post from Q, from November 12th. It's worth looking into. Patriots don't sleep. 40,000 foot view is necessary to understand USA, Saudi Arabia, global events. Paint the picture. When Q talks about the 40,000 foot view, he's talking about the big picture and unveiling things that are difficult for people to understand, which is why when Q says we're about the 40,000 foot view, we can't be at 40,000 feet very long. We have to come down to a lower altitude, metaphorically speaking, and look at smaller issues, because if you stay up there too long, it creates the idea of conspiracy in people's minds, and they have a difficulty accepting what Q is saying. So we don't get to go to 40,000 feet very often. Q asked in this long post, what is no such agency, Q Group? Who has clearance to the full picture? Important. Signals intelligence is good. That is what the NSA does. Admiral Rogers, three pluses on either side. What agency is at war with the clowns in America? That'd be the NSA. NSA and CIA have been fighting each other for a long time. Who are the wizards and warlocks? What council do the wizards and warlocks control? Think Snowden, inside term dropped. I believe there's some group inside the NSA that is this reference to wizards and warlocks. The more we look at how the swamp is being prosecuted, the more we're going to find that the NSA is really the one holding the keys to it. This is an article from the Daily Beast on the Q Directorate inside the NSA. The Q Directorate is the NSA's law enforcement group. They're essentially cops inside the NSA. There is very little information publicly available about them, but it's worth looking into. On September 11th, Q posted this, Panic in D.C., James Baker testifying against James Comey. And today, Q posted a link to an interview on Sean Hannity with Joe DiGenova. I'll let you listen to that interview.
As I've been saying for 2 years, there was a brazen plot to illegally exonerate Hillary Clinton in the email case, and then if she lost, to frame Donald Trump. And that is exactly what these texts are about. Whether or not Mr. Strzok and Lisa Page and others are indicted is certainly a question people can debate. But let me just say, I know that there is a grand jury underway. Testimony is being taken about Strzok, Page, McCabe, and others involved in this case. And the reason we know it is that James Baker, the former general counsel of the FBI, has turned state's evidence and is fully cooperating with the inspector general and with the federal grand jury. I can assure you, Mr. Comey has been very silent in recent weeks. And the reason is very simple. He knows he's going to be indicted.
So DeGeneva says James Baker is already testifying against Comey. And that is why Comey is freaking out. And Anon posted a transcript of what DeGeneva said. Q said, panic in D.C. regarding Baker confirmed. Note, the inspector general is involved. Huber, Horowitz, the inspector general, and Storch, the inspector general for NSA. Panic in D.C. We have panic in D.C. And Anon noticed what he thought was a 10-minute interval between Q's first post today and a tweet by the president. Q responded and corrected the Anon. The delta was actually less than 1 minute. Ever wonder how that's possible? And then Q posted a link to a tweet by the president. It's this one. Jay Weber running for Congress in the 11th District of New Jersey. So the subject matter is not the important part of this delta. One of the Anons posted this. Q post was 28 seconds before the tweet, Donald J. Trump's first tweet in about 4 hours. Q said, correct Anon. What does that tell you when it continually happens? The Anon here said, things are moving. And Q said, faster than you know. But that will soon change regarding visibility. Public interest forces the sun to shine. Why are we here? Q. We are here to shine the light on darkness. This Anon said that Q is here to keep the will of the people on your side in the face of incessant gaslighting by the mainstream media. We are with you, but it can be very frustrating on this side of the curtain. Visibility helps. Q responded, imagine the frustration if we weren't here communicating with you. You are tens of millions strong. Q, let your voices be heard. Information is meant to be free. Power to the people. Q. This is a graphic. It was posted by one of the Anons showing it was actually an 18-second delta between the president's tweet and Q's first post of the day. Q posted this, thank you, Anon. And one of the Anons posted this, it's actually kind of interesting. It's a graphic showing the correlation between Q's posts, which are indicated by the blue line, and the president's tweets, which are indicated by the green line. There is a pretty interesting correlation. Correlation does not prove cause and effect, but it is interesting to note. Q said, impressive Anon. One of the Anons posted this. Our son is shipping out to the Marines recruit training in San Diego soon. Proud of him to serve. Q said, we thank him for his service to this country. May God watch over him always. God bless, Patriot. Where we go one, we go all. Q posted this. It is a repost of one of the questions from last night and Q's answer, and it's about Rod Rosenstein, the stand down on him was due to the Kavanaugh confirmation. Here's a link. The link is to an article where Devin Nunes essentially said that Congress is standing down on their impeachment against Rosenstein because it would delay Kavanaugh's Supreme Court confirmation. Q posted this link to an article from Sarah Carter. Sarah digs into more of the Strzok Page texts and the Obama intelligence community assessment into Russian meddling. What's interesting about that story is that both CIA Director Brennan and Director of National Intelligence Clapper did not want the Steele dossier included in the intelligence community assessment on meddling. But for whatever reason, James Comey and the FBI did want the dossier included in that. You can read this article. It's really long. It's pretty detailed, but it's on Sarah Carter's website. FBI memos raise deep questions about Trump-Russia intel assessment. The president's in a rally tonight in Las Vegas. Q posted this. Those in attendance, be vigilant tonight. See something, say something. Q. Then Q posted a shout out to one of the VIP Patriots. And let me show you the link. This is Colin Scow, who has his Keep Calm and QAnon shirt on. Colin actually gets another shout out from Q. The president provided you with a very special greeting. Did you catch it, Q? And this is a video where the president pointed out Colin. Michael Beatty 3 posted a short snippet of an interview between the president and Sean Hannity, where the president talks about problems we have with our allies and the FISA declassification. I think that has to do with countries in the Five Eyes that were used to spy on him, and we have some issues. So I'm going to let you listen to that video real quick.
Declassified and redacted. How soon will that be coming?
Well, we're moving along. We're working along. We're also dealing with foreign countries that do have a problem. I must tell you, I got called today from two very good allies saying, please, can we talk? So it's not as simple as all that. And we do have to respect their wishes, but it'll all come out. You know what?
And Anon posted a live video feed of the president speaking at the rally. And Q posted this, 10:34 mark, VIP Patriot, front row, Q. The president is on his way back to the castle after the rally in Las Vegas. And Q gave us one more image that will probably prove to be an original picture. Q posted this, one of my favorite memes of all time. Greatest military intelligence operation of our time. History will judge you well. Q. So be encouraged, Patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Prairie Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.